This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. It's 7:42 in the morning and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
Can you ask Morgan to check again, please?
Morgan, what day is it? It's
Thursday.
Oh, God. Morgan. Are you sure? All right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs that keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Uh-huh, honey.
That's right.
All right, so it's going to be the hottest day of the week today. I had opened up my house here where I live this morning very early to cool things down, hoping that, you know, the house would, we could avoid some air conditioning use. Today's going to be one of those days where we may get, you know, rolling blackouts or whatever, flex power or whatever they like to call it. We could be looking at that today. But it turns out as the sun is rising over these trees near my house, we've got one of those wicked pink orange sunrises right now. So it's not the orange day and it's not that worse. Even the worst was the day after the orange day. But it's bad. So I just ran around and shut the whole house back down. So
can you smell anything?
I don't smell anything at all, but I do. I realize that that's a clear indication that the air is going to be ugly today. And so be prepared for that as well. Also, South Bay, East Bay, and North Bay are going to be pushing 100. San Francisco and Oakland looking in the 80s. It's going to be a hot day. The A's won yesterday and tied up their series in the postseason for Major League Baseball. That means winner takes all and moves on to the next round today at noon. Go A's.
Today at noon.
Yeah, it's going to be a scotcha.
Quick. There's a quick
as they say where I'm from scotcha. In Boston.
Well, like a nice hot sunny summer day for baseball.
Sure. As long as you're not sitting in the stands.
Even in
the sun.
Right.
The Lakers
well, no one's
won
in the stands, so oh well.
Right. The Lakers won the first game of the NBA Finals last night. Next game's tomorrow night. And there is football tonight. Denver versus the New York Jets. Yuck. So,
well,
the
if you
first
watch the
thing,
game, you can see the whole cast of South Park, apparently. Is it at Denver?
It must be. If they've got them in the stands, then it must be at Denver. So I wanted to mention this in case you noticed this as well. As anybody, when summer gets here, we love the fresh fruit. It's one of the best things about living in California is it's all grown right in the area and you get the best fruit for months, really. There are no strawberries to be found right now, and I was tripping out because it's been over a week since I've even been able to find any, and upon further looking into it, maybe you haven't noticed, maybe that's not a staple, a summer staple for you, but apparently the fires have messed up a lot of the crops that we're used to getting. And right now there's no strawberries. And I've heard the wine, if you're a big wine person.
Oh, it's going to be a bad year.
There's going to be another problem year for wine as well. I hope that's not the case. I'd love to hear from someone in the North Bay that you're crazy. This is our best year yet or something like that. That'd be fun to hear.
You know, John actually did find strawberry. I didn't know about this strawberry shortage, but the strawberries he's been bringing home, terrible. Like, I don't know where they're from, but they're just hard and not super red. And, you know, those strawberries that there's always a few in the batch. They're all like that now.
Well, we haven't been able to find them for a week. And if you are having the same experience, it turns out it has to do with the fires. So there's that.
What a bummer.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, so one thing I wanted to mention real quick as it looks like Hawaii is about to open back up.
Oh.
So they've been, I mean, that's a tourist.
That's all it is. It's a tourist.
Tourism is big for Hawaii, and it's big for jobs. That's where everyone works. It's a big part of Hawaii. And they're preparing to reopen to tourists on October 15th, and many of the airports now are saying, we'll test you before you fly. One of the problems with Hawaii has been if you went prior to October 15th, you'd have to quarantine for 14 days before you could actually start your vacation. Most of us don't have that kind of much.
Time.
Right. I can't sit in a hotel for 2 weeks before.
Looking out the window at the palm trees in the ocean. You know?
Right. So it looks like now you'll be able to, if you test, let me get this right for you. The state of Hawaii is preparing to reopen to tourists on October 15th, granting an exemption from its mandatory 14-day quarantine rule for travelers who get a test no more than 72 hours before departure and show proof of a negative result upon arrival, which means if you had to postpone your trip because of that quarantine, you can start scheduling it now. And it looks like Oakland is going to give you a free test. Oakland Airport, I should say, will give you a free test so that you can hop your Southwest or Hawaiian or Alaska Airlines flight from Oakland without worry. So
you're saying that they'll give you a free test as in you got to go a couple days ahead of time and get the test?
It says tests will be conducted by appointment by City Health Urgent Care from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in a facility at the airport's Northfield Terminal. Oh. So you can go get this done and then hop your plane and go have your Hawaiian vacation. I think that's great news for anyone who had a ticket for this summer and didn't get to use it.
Didn't you have a trip to Hawaii planned or was it Disneyland?
No, we had a trip to... I've had a couple Hawaiian trips canceled because of the timing for things. But no, the trip we had planned for this summer was Mexico. And we had to cancel that. But I'm looking forward to going to Alani. That's the next trip I'll take. It's probably a year away, but it will be the next trip I take for sure.
Almost too bad you can't travel now because they limit the number of people. Everything's going to be less crowded. If you can do the fun things now with 25% capacity, you're stoked.
It would be great. Mm. A couple people are writing that where they've been able to find strawberries. I'll share that with you at the end of the break.
Okay.
So we know a person who's always on the cutting edge of fitness, whether it's enemas
certain diets,
sitting on weird chairs.
Yeah.
Certain diets, yes, there have been very extreme.
Just wellness centers and yoga retreats. I mean, this guy is, in fact, cutting edge. I'm with you, Vin.
Uh-huh. Although one of the things turned his tongue black.
He has had some mishaps with his pursuit of healthiness.
Right. And then there was a lot of floor sitting, a lot of problems that I don't know. We still don't know what happened there, but... You know,
there's some gallstones.
Right.
And some.
It's all a little murky. But anyway, this is one of, when I read this story, I went, oh my God, Hooman had that chair. So they say here, a new study from the CDC found that sitting on one of those exercise ball chairs
Yeah.
You know that thing that's rolling around our studio for a couple years there?
Yeah.
That he'd brought in and thought was...
helping him?
Helping him. Until he had to move down to the floor and...
just sit there and pull the
and
mic down.
And didn't really get up, actually. And we,
so he did spend a lot of time just lying prostrate on the floor. Don't move
they say
me.
That
don't
this chair
me.
Isn't going to do anything good for your health. In fact, it could make things worse.
Oh,
a
no.
study found that if you sit on a ball all day, it doesn't really do anything for your core strength or your posture, but it could lead to lower back pain.
Oh.
So if you think you're burning calories, the research found you'll only burn an extra 4 calories an hour on a ball rather than a chair. And they say that's 32 calories during... Anyway, it comes down to these balls, these chairs that people are selling as great for your core, and they're not good for you. So,
can you send me that article? My sister-in-law has terrible back issues and uses one of those all the time. She thinks
are you serious?
Yeah. She was I'm on this because it doesn't hurt like a chair hurts, I guess.
I'll do it. They say...
try and text me that.
These things are just a gimmick and not one you need to buy into.
Wow.
That's from the Washington Post, it looks like. So
that's a legit
your
outlet.
Source.
Right.
Let me look at my time. Sorry. Oh my God. All right. I'll do one more. There's a 45-year-old guy named Louis in Shenzhen, China.
Okay.
Liu. Sorry. It's not Louis. It's Liu.
You.
Anyway, you. Last month, and he was helping his son with his third grade math homework. Third grade, everybody.
That's about when it starts getting hard.
And Liu got so stressed out by the math problems, he had a heart attack. He went to the hospital and had emergency surgery on a blocked artery, which wasn't, look, your artery didn't get clogged by math.
The math didn't clog it.
But the stress tipped him over the edge.
Oh.
Now he's recovering, but the math is what sent him to the hospital.
Math's going to get you in the end, I got a bad feeling about math.
I really wish I had paid attention to that when I had the chance.
I tried to learn math. Math just was not for me. I was terrible at it.
You're
I was
a
fine
counter-
through geometry. I guess I'm talking about higher level math. I can divide things and, sort of.
Yeah, but you can't say you're bad at math if you can do that kind of crap in your head, on the fly, on the air, in,
that was
a finger
simple
snap.
Math. That was simple math.
Whatever. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. The problem with the testing is that once you get tested, you can get infected during the 3 days before you depart for Hawaii.
That's what I was thinking.
You're also going to fly in a germ tube with others who may not have taken that test. Well, look, so don't fly then. I don't know what to say. But they're trying to get things fired up again. In fact, I need to read this one. Let me find it. Someone said, look, we have stayed in our homes.
Yeah.
We've been able to broadcast from home, and that's helped us stay safe. And so we're sort of out of the loop. But our texters wrote in and said, you're crazy. There's traffic. People are working. Things are opened back up.
Mm.
You're not living in among the rest of us.
We're
apparently.
Not. I'm not. That's for sure.
I went to Costco the other day, and I drove by the rental car place next to the airport.
Yeah.
And there was like 30 people waiting outside to rent a car.
Oh.
And they're all, with their luggages. So I could tell
wow.
they just landed.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wow, people are really
that's surprising.
Here for tourism.
How crowded was Costco?
Costco's crowded, as usual.
They're not limiting the number of people that they let in there? Because
that was
crowded.
They used to have long lines that would wrap around the whole building.
Uh-huh.
And now you can walk straight in. It's pretty cool. I mean,
all right.
As long as you have a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
650 says, because I mentioned, I bet the makeup business has been hit since people aren't, going out. And, of course, mm-hmm. Sarah pointed out, well, there's still Zoom meetings, so... good point. People are doing makeup, but 650 says, regarding that makeup comment, many, many people are back to work. Traffic is heavy again, and traffic hours, and literally everything is open except skincare. I don't know where that goes to, but that's a good point. There's a lot of stuff is open back up, and I know what I just read, and I should have said this yesterday, looks like indoor dining is opening back up many places.
Yeah, I heard that. Really low capacity, but still inside. They have to. It's turning into winter.
Right. Well, and it's a big deal because you really aren't, you don't want to serve people in your parking lot, which is what a lot of places have had to do. Yeah. They've built something makeshift to get, you know, people back into their restaurants, but or out of their restaurants. But right. Either way, they want to serve you inside. So it looks like that's opening back up too. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The music news. We'll start there and see where we go right after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.